Last Lunar New Year meeting in 2018, he said, year 2018 is the beginning of all the tribulations and all the disasters. And all the disasters and plagues mentioned in Matthew 24 is actually beginning this year. So I'm going to tell you why you have to adorn yourself as a bride and how you do it under the title of the beautiful bride. The Bible says our Lord is the bridegroom and the children of God who believe in the Lord are brides. In 25th chapter of Matthew, Jesus gave us the illustration of 10 virgins, and he urged us to awaken all the time. Matthew 25 verse 1, our Lord said, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom." You know, 10 virgins wait for the bridegroom. But 5 of them prepared oil to light the lamp. The other 5 ran out of oil. The bridegroom was delayed, and the bridegroom came at midnight when the virgins, you know, dozing off. But those wise virgins who prepared oil welcomed their bridegroom. But those foolish brides went out to buy oil. But when they came, the door was shut. So those foolish, you know, virgins pleaded to open the gate for them. But the bridegroom answered, "I do not know you. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour." So eventually the foolish 5 virgins couldn't attend the wedding banquet. Our Father God and the Lord met us. They didn't let go of us. They want to be with us in eternal heaven. And our Lord is preparing our dwelling places in heaven. Then, as brides who love our Lord should be adorned beautifully as His brides, then why have to pay more attention and try more to adorn ourselves as brides? The reason is that we are living at the very end time of the age. And the bridegroom will soon come, so we have to devote ourselves in adorning ourselves as brides. Our shepherd said, we have to circumcise our heart and be sanctified and enter spirit all the more. And we have to spend every day to adorn ourselves as bride, but there are many souls who don't do that, so he feels pity for them. From year 2018, abnormal weather, fire, cold waves, and earthquakes have been particularly common around the world. People thought this country is safe from earthquakes, but we had great earthquakes at the magnitude of 5.4 in the city of Pohang. 3 months later, last January, we had 4.6 degree earthquakes and aftermath about 100 times. But then our shepherd prayed for the city of Pohang on Sunday, February 18th. After he prayed, the city of Pohang escaped from the horror of earthquakes. Pohang Mamin Church is located 4 kilometers away from the source of the earthquakes. But a small pot fell down, and except that, there was no loss and no damage. All members were protected in the space of the shepherd. As the natural disasters go severe and worse, you know, it becomes the condition that the power of God could shine more. Father God wants people to see the signs of this end time and realize the judgment is near. The shepherd has foretold many times the door of the North Korea will be open when the Lord will come at the end of time. Now, April 27, 2018, the third inter-Korean summit was held after the division. Unlike in the former 2000 and 2000 summits, we had the summit in Panmunjom area. And two summits agreed to have no nuclear weapon, the end of war, and families regathering, reunion. Through the prophecies, our shepherd told us about this world trend and the North Korea door opening. And these all things are actually, you know, taking place rapidly. Just as our shepherd said, it's taking place. Amos 3:7 says, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets. Father God is revealing what takes place to our shepherd before. When I first came to Manmin Church, it was Sunday, December 20th, 1987. In the evening service, our shepherd delivered the prophetic words about the outcome of the 13th Korean presidential election. He predicted who would become the president and who would be the second and the third, and who would be the next, like the 14th and 15th president. And what is the reason? And who is the power behind the curtain? He told us about it. And just as he said, it was done. And history tells us that it was done just as our senior pastor, you know, prophesied. Shepherd saw, you know, President Roh Tae-woo, Kim Young-sam, Kim Dae-jung went into the Blue House in that order. And then they became president in that order. And then Mr. Kim Jong-pil didn't, you know, ride on a chariot. He was faint. But he didn't, so just as our shepherd said, you know, he became the prime minister, not the president. So the first time that I met the shepherd, he prophesied. And I heard God's revelation. And all things were done, just as he said. And it touched me, it touched my heart greatly. So I could believe whatever he said. I was led to the church and to the shepherd by the guidance of Father God. I could feel Father God was with our shepherd. I was so glad to come to this true church. I was so thrilled. From the moment on, every prophecies that our shepherd made has been fulfilled. Brothers and sisters, we should remember the day that our Lord comes back is so near. At times, students may have to take exam unexpectedly without any notice from the teacher. Some who usually study well will get good marks and grades, but those who didn't study well will be frustrated and receive poor grades. But if those students had been told in advance that the test would be held, they could study a little to avoid failures, right? By the same token, God has repeatedly let us know about the end time of the world, so that in the week we can welcome the Lord. Another reason we have to adorn ourselves as brides is that this generation cannot receive salvation easily. You know, our parents in the past prepared many things before they sent, you know, their daughters to married. It wasn't easy to do it suddenly. Now, faith to receive salvation cannot be given overnight. Therefore, we have to adorn ourselves as brides, but we have to be awakened. The reason we don't have good faith is that there is no priority in having our soul and spirit get along well. People look at the reality, what they see now, such as study, good career, money, traveling, leisure, and so on. They put more priority in the life of this world, the illusion. So, they don't pay attention to their spirit and soul. The spiritual law dictates that only when our spirit and soul get along well can we be prosperous and we can be healthy. But the world doesn't teach this. There are no windows, no clocks in the department store. Why? Because they want the customers spend time in shopping without knowing the time is passing. That's what the enemy, devil, and Satan do. So that the people will not realize that there is eternal heaven. You have seen advertisement on the bus in the United Kingdom. There is probably no God. Now stop worrying and enjoy your life. And the similar advertisement was on the bus in Seoul too. And many people agree with that. They think Christian life is nothing. And they insult churches. They just go, just to say, you know, all we have to do is just attend a worship service just once a week. And you don't have to give tithe. There are many people who say that. And it is spread through mass media. When people who are, affected by these words, cannot manage in a proper Christian life. But you cannot know the truth unless you experience the spiritual realm. Pray without ceasing, rejoice all time, give thanks in all situations. They don't know what that means. We were saved by our Jesus Christ. And we have to rejoice all the time because we received the salvation through Jesus Christ. But people do not know of this world. People should not say something which they don't know nothing. But they do. It's not normal. They talk about rumors, false witnesses against churches and God. I would like to ask them, can they heal themselves by their own prayer? Can they say, I can do that, when they see, as our shepherd manifested the power of God, whether they can change the heart of people, whether they can write books about heaven and hell? I would like to ask them. Of course, they cannot do that. But they say, they don't believe. They just go opposite way of saving their souls. So it's not easy to have faith. There is another reason, not two, it's not easy to have faith in this end time. They think the same thing will happen tomorrow. What does it mean? Nuclear bomb was dropped in Japan. However, actually, there was a four warnings, but people didn't prepare. They didn't know about the power of that nuclear bomb. The nuclear bomb, which was dropped in the city of Hiroshima, was 3 meters long and weighed about 4 tons. When the bomb dropped down, the temperature went up to 4,000 in Celsius. So people just melt. And right after the explosion, there was a heat wave storm. The entire city became ashes. They just ignored the four warnings, and they experienced the great disaster. Just as people have been doing, they think that, you know, something similar which happened in yesterday and today will happen tomorrow again. So when they were told that you gotta have faith, there is heaven and hell, but they don't listen, they don't believe. They don't turn back, even though they know that they will go to hell. When people are born, there is a time for death. Whoever comes to this earth, stand on the crossway to either heaven or hell. So we warn them, it is the end time. But those put on, wake up, and live a spiritual life will say, you know, Jesus Christ is slow to come. You know, when we hear that some people died, but they were good Christians, you know, we give applause to them because we know that they will go to heaven. But those people who say, you know, Jesus Christ is slow to come, we'll be surprised when the Lord comes back. We have a goal of Holy Spirit, so we should no time to waste. Brothers and sisters, the reason we have to adorn ourselves as bride's Lord is that the Lord will come soon at the end time of the world. And it is because it's not easy to have faith to be saved at the end time. Therefore, we have to concentrate on becoming a beautiful bride, depending on the word of our shepherd. And what should we do to prepare as our Lord's bride? Our shepherd delivered the messages, requirements of brides. First, we must adorn by faith without shaking in any test and trial. Second, we must keep our heart clean. Third, we must prepare the oil and awake, stay awake. You may understand this word very well if you ever thought about how to welcome the Lord. First, to be a beautiful bride, we must have faith that will not sway in any test or trials. If the bride constantly loves her bridegroom, then the bride will look so beautiful, right? In the providence of human cultivation of Father God, He allowed from time to time and required the trials so that we can go to New Jerusalem. Our parents say, you know, once you get married and give birth to your children, then you may understand my heart. Through the process of overcoming trials and refinements, we can understand the heart of Father God. Father God is giving us a way to become His true children without any flock, without any, you know, without any, you know, dirty spot. In order not to have, in order to have firm faith that doesn't sway in trials and refinements, we have to hold on to the grace that we receive. Whether it is small or big, we may face trials. Sometimes we may face trials that can test our faith. Instead of being surprised or perplexed, we have to remember the grace that Father God has given to us and believe in the promise of Father God's blessing for us. Now, try to remember the grace that you have received so far. You met the shepherd. You were healed of diseases. The medical science, medical technology cannot heal. You solved the problems in your family. At your work, you solved many kinds of problems in your life. You heard the words of sanctification and holiness. You received grace. You were so rejoicing as you witnessed the power manifested by our shepherd. We can stay up all nights, actually many nights, to share the graces that we have received so far. If you had the grace engraved deep in your heart, then you could overcome all the trials. And our Lord is searching for such a bride. How can we, you know, forget the grace? Father God has been with us. This is the evidence. As we think about the message of the cross alone, we cannot but believe that this is the word from Father God. The reason of having the trees of knowledge of good and evil, why Jesus become our Savior, the mystery before ages. People couldn't understand before. When I go out mission trip and say, wouldn't it be good if Father God had not put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? As I explained, after Adam and Eve disobeyed the word of God and they were driven out to this earth and we are living our lives on this earth, right? Then they say, Amen. Our mommy members, you are so smart, so you don't give me wrong answer, right? But, those pastors say, Amen. Would it be good if there were no, tree of knowledge of good and evil? Then, did our Father God make a mistake? Then they say, not a word. And as I explain why Father God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they say, and this is something that people cannot explain without the help of Father God. And that's true. You know this very well, but those pastors cannot find the correct answer like in our shepherds in explanation. Think about the handkerchief of God's power. Through the handkerchief prayer, the people who couldn't walk came to walk. They recovered their eyesight. Cancers were healed. Demons were cast out. They received the blessing of conception. And Pastor Heejin Lee mentioned that, about the testimony of the thumbtack, stuck in the throat, but after receiving handkerchief prayer, it got out, right? These things are taking place frequently in the church. There were special cases when I went to, you know, mission trip to other countries. 2011, Rawalpindi in a handkerchief meeting in Pakistan. A 16-year-old sister had a lump of tumors under her teeth. But after receiving a handkerchief, the tumor disappeared. So she was so happy and testified to her healing. In 2013 in Dubai, an Indian man had a traffic accident and his nasal bone was twisted. But when I prayed with the handkerchief, he felt that someone was touching her nose. And after the prayer, his nose became straight. Whenever I go to Dubai, he raises his hand and testifies to his healing. You know, when in Karachi, in Pakistan in 2017, there was a Muslim young man. He had a tumor in his arm. But when I prayed, the tumor became smaller and smaller. Right on the spot, the people could see by the work of Father God. Through this handkerchief, can it be done by anyone? Let's give all thanks and glory to Father God. No one can do that. However, when we pray with the handkerchief that our senior pastor prayed on, such countless works take place. So we cannot but believe that our shepherd, who has the power of creation, guarantees our shepherd. In addition, there is one sweet water, mumming praises, rainbows, dragonflies. We have received countless graces from Father God. Father God wants you to hold on to grace and love and the work of God's power as you experienced, and do not sway back and forth in this moment of trials. We know what kind of faith our forefathers of faith showed. They went to New Jerusalem. They faced trial, risking their lives. Abraham obeyed the word of God and gave his son as burnt offering. Daniel and his three friends overcame the trials of being thrown into the lion's den and the burning furnace. When they faced such trials and refinements, they didn't say it was too tough. Why? They didn't say so. Because they felt the love of Father God, and they believed in the good will of Father God. With the faith that even if it doesn't, they didn't sway, but they gave thanks and glory and joy, and they risked their life. We have to show this kind of faith to go to New Jerusalem. This kind of faith becomes our life. Especially those who met our shepherd are receiving this kind of grace from Father God. New Jerusalem is the most beautiful place in heaven where the throne of Father God is located. But how can you go there so easily? However, this end time, so difficult to have such faith as the faith of forefathers of faith. But our shepherd is helping us. Thanks to our shepherd, we can make it happen. Our shepherd overcame extreme heat and coldness. He fasted 10 days, 21 days, 40 days, countless times. And he prayed to Father God day and night and received the spiritual messages. One thing we should remember is that without our shepherd, We cannot hear this kind of spiritual words from someone else. No one can deliver this kind of spiritual messages except our shepherd. That has been our confession. And it's been true. All those spiritual messages, signs and wonders, the power of God. Father God is giving us so that we can experience such things. We didn't receive this grace by our own prayer. But when our shepherd explained those words, as we witnessed the power of the shepherd, it became our faith and we received such blessing. Originally, we had to overcome big refinements and trials. But our shepherd did it for us. And all we have to do is just to hold on to the grace that we receive and just to follow the shepherd. It is so easy for us. We don't need to receive trials and refinements like Job's and Joseph. All those spiritual messages delivered by our shepherd and the power of God manifested by our shepherd, whoever believes and experiences, have chance to go to New Jerusalem. The door is wide open. As we trust and love our shepherd, then we can receive this justice of 99%. What a great blessing. All we have to do is just believe it with thanksgiving. How can we go to New Jerusalem without being qualified? No way. We cannot go to New Jerusalem without, you know, being qualified. We can be qualified in the shepherd. We can go to New Jerusalem because we will be qualified as we follow the guidance of our shepherd. We know we have changed. And it will speed up the change. So we will surely be qualified to go to New Jerusalem. So, it's time to make step by step. Just like, you know, Jacob made his altar. When our shepherd is equipped with 100% of power recreation, we will see the amputated arms will be restored. Just as our shepherd said. The day will come. And when we see it, we will be filled with the Spirit. We will be so thrilled. As we witness those in the miracles, then we will be so thankful. We will be so full of Spirit. When our Father accomplished things through our shepherd, our heart will be filled with grace that Father God gives to us. We got nothing to think about, something else, you know. Then we will just, you know, pay attention to whatever he says. Then we will enjoy and we will rejoice by saying yes and amen. And we will obey. Can you imagine? Those who love our shepherd and trust him and overcome this trial, then Father God will surely give us to go to guide us to New Jerusalem. Then our faith will reach the faith of forefathers. As our faith does not shake, our trust in the shepherd does not shake, then we can make it happen. Our Father God is leading us to such a way. Israelites escaped from Egypt and he was about to cross the Jordan River. Without crossing the Jordan River, they had to stay in the wilderness. So, the Jordan River is not an obstacle. It was a door of blessing to enter the land of Canaan. It's not an obstacle, right? The Jordan River. You are facing the land of Canaan. So the Jordan River is the gate to the land. Now, you face an obstacle. What should you do? You have to hold on to the grace that you receive, and you have to cross the river by faith. You have to hold on to the Word of God and overcome it. We should do that. No matter when, we gotta make it happen. Father God has planned for us, and we believe that. Our shepherd is suffering right now, but he is making communication with Father God, and our shepherd is preparing the twist of goodness. The life of our shepherd, none of them has been in vain. So in the future, there will be amazing work. There are many workers who work on it. They're doing a great job. We have to pray for them in love. We have to pray more for the shepherd. This is true, right? This is the truth. This is something that Father God is pleased with. Therefore, we will soon see amazing work of Father God later. Therefore, we have to hold on to the Word and overcome. By our faith, we have to overcome this crisis. Then we can surely enter the land of Canaan. By using fleshly thoughts, it can be an obstacle. However, as we see it by the with the eyes of faith, then it becomes a door to blessing. So we have to pray, following the goodwill of Father God, then we are doing a good job. There are people who forsake the grace. They don't pray. They try to deteriorate the goodwill of Father God. That's wrong. It's abnormal, right? It doesn't make sense. When people use fleshly thoughts, they cannot see spiritual things. They see only fleshly things. So it's hard to make march of faith. That's what Adam and Eve did. They were deceived by the temptation of a serpent. And as they look at the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it looked edible. It was good. It looked good to make them wise. So out of free will, Eve ate from it. She committed such grave sin. She obeyed the word of Satan. Romans 8:7 says, because the mindset on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. So we should never fall into trials and refinements. We have to never pay attention to the whispering of Satan. There was an incident in 1998 and 1999. Some people hesitated to leave this church or not. There were people who tried to hold on to this church. There were people who believed in Father God who is with Mammin. They rather had good sleep in the cabin of Mammin. Now those people grew up well and became spiritual warriors who are protecting this ship of Mammin. They can overcome such great waves, and they are making great growth of faith. And this is truly normal. I hope that you may show your faith, firm faith, in this time of trials. and adorn yourself as beautiful bride to go to New Jerusalem. To become beautiful bride, second, we must keep our heart clean. Without our heart clean, you know, we cannot call ourselves beautiful bride. Have you ever seen a bride in a waiting room? She, you know, puts on beautiful dress, put beautiful makeup on, and she waits for her bridegroom. Many people come to her and they say, congratulations, and they praise her. People say, the wedding banquet was the time the bride was the most beautiful. Right? However, brides look beautiful. But you don't, the makeup is something not right. I mean, there are people like that, but, you know, we are told that, you know, it was the moment the bride is most beautiful. Now, the bride does not smell good. Then what would her bridegroom think? I don't think he will be pleased. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord wants beautiful bride with no blame in heart. We are living the end time of the end time. In this generation, it is so difficult to manage a good sanctified life. Because what we see, what we hear, leads us to follow pleasure. So many people, even Christians, went to the way of death. Therefore, we have to examine ourselves whether our faith is good, whether we actually take in the worldly things. I don't think you fall into this category. Whether your family member falls into the world. You have to examine all the time. Since the start of this church, Father God has wanted this man to circumcise our heart. Our Lord wants bride to have clean heart. By the help of our shepherd, we have experienced the spiritual realm, but we were a little bit short of circumcising our heart. But our shepherd knew that there will be souls who would not be saved. So he made a petition to God, Father God, they are my flock. I'm responsible for them. I should have given them more love. I should have taught them well. So it's my blame. It's my fault. So please, but save those souls. He didn't put blame on us. He put blame on himself. And he started to pile up justice for the last 7 years. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5 describes the symptoms of the end time. I will read it for you and examine yourself. It says, but realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as this. You have to avoid them, right? Or are you falling into any of this category? As manmin, we have to cast off any of them, even tonight. Now, how can we circumcise our heart? We can do it by love. Even the worldly people say, people who love each other can resemble each other and they look beautiful. As we truly love our Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd, then we can resemble them. It is well examined in the Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon, chapter 1 of verse 15 and 16 says, how beautiful you are, my darling. How beautiful you are. Your eyes are like doves. How handsome you are, my beloved. And so pleasant. Indeed, our couch is luxuriant. Actually, this lady was dark. She was not beautiful. However, she was sure of the love of King Solomon. So she said, I am black, but lovely. O daughters of Jerusalem, like the tents of Kedar, like the curtains of Solomon. She became confident of the love of King Solomon. So if we feel the love of Father God, we can become clean and bright. Actually, the people of this world have received abundant love from Father God, but they don't feel that love. When Father God created the world and human beings, Father God started to give love to us. But people don't feel that love. In the history of human beings, Father God has been given us in the grace. But they, those who are selfish, do not know that love. They rather stand against Father God. But Father God has waited and endured and has given us many chances so that we can change. There were many times the people cannot escape from judgment. Can you imagine how much our Father God was hurt in his heart? Can you imagine how he was sorry when he was about to judge the world with water in the days of Noah? I'll read a part of the book in the tears. Evil is self-destructive, but people do not know it, and they see the end of evil. They cry, and they cry. But even their crying is filled with evil. Foolish people. My heart is aching because of my creation. But those foolish people ask me to save them, and they begrudge and cry. I'm so sad. How can I soothe my sadness? He had to judge those people, but he was so hurt in his heart. Until true children, clean children come out, Father God has been waiting and waiting, and that was his love. And our shepherd knew such a heart of Father God. That's why he made the petition and he suffered all the sacrifices the man cannot overcome for us. And we witnessed it for the last 7 years, and we came to know his true love. Even those who betrayed the shepherd, who left the church, our shepherd do not like them to go to hell and suffer. And we witness that love. 1 Thessalonians 2:8 says, having so fond an affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you have become very dear to us. We have seen our shepherd sacrificing even his life for us. Even animals have that kind of love. I've seen a video footage of the migration of African ewes. There is a river called River Mara. It's in the boundary between Kenya and Tanzania. But the cups of news, you know, cannot, you know, cross the river so well. The current was so strong, so then the babies, you know, the cups could not, you know, cross. And there were many, you know, crocodiles and alligators. You know, since the current was so strong, you know, they became prey to, you know, crocodiles. Other, you know, grown-ups, you know, crossed the river. Now, the baby was alone, and then the baby faced the cheetah. And the cheetah was surprised too, see that, you know, the baby knew, right? But then, and then the new, you know, ran away anyway. By instinct, the baby went into a zebra's. And there were people who did not know about, you know, Thompson gazelle, the gazelles, and, you know. So anyway, there was a mother who was looking for her baby. But then, you know, this new, you know, was following, you know, other animals. Anyway, the mother to the baby went back to the river again to look for, you know, her baby. And then she crossed the river to find her baby. You know, she knew that there were many crocodiles in the river. So when the mother knew, you know, risked her life, you know, the crocodiles were not prepared, you know. So anyway, the mother and the baby met together. And they crossed the river again. And they escaped from the crocodiles. And then it was quite steep, the bank of the river. And then there were many other in the groups of in the news, and you know, and the baby was about to be, you know, pressed down, right? By other in the news. So, you know, she cried, looking for the, you know, the baby's mother. And then the mother went back to, you know, baby, and then she cried, and then she heard, the baby heard the mother, and climbed up the bank and met the mother. The power of love is so great like this. Even animals have this kind of love. When you're alone, you cannot survive, just like the baby knew in this story. It became prey to wild beasts. It's almost impossible for a baby to grow well, grow alone. So as a new should not be apart from the flux, we are the same. The enemy devil and Satan prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour, as the 1 Peter 5:8 says. The enemy devil and Satan is looking for chance, so we have to awake. Lions are waiting for such, you know, news which are apart from their groups, right? The same applies to us. So we have to awake all the more in this end time. Otherwise, it is so dangerous. We know that Father, our shepherd, does not let go of us, but embraces us. He doesn't care about crocodiles. Our shepherd takes every one of us to help us turn back from sin and to go to New Jerusalem. Without ceasing, without taking rest, by even taking risks, He takes care of us. And we have witnessed that love, and we have stayed in that space of the love. And Father God wants to see such, you know, faith to hold on to that love. So why is it so difficult? We have witnessed such love and sacrifice. So it's not difficult to hold on to it. So when we say, I'm so thankful for meeting the true shepherd in church, I'm so happy to see the shepherd. Father God is pleased as we make such confession. 2 Corinthians 11:2 says, For I am jealous for you with the godly jealousy. For I betrothed you to one husband, so that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin. We should never forget the love of our shepherd who guides us to become beautiful bride of the Lord. There is a prayer that our shepherd made. Our shepherd has always prayed for souls in his ministry. Even though he cannot see well, even though he cannot hear well, he always thought about the will of Father God. He wants to give only fullness and goodness to us. My beloved Father, he said. He confesses to accomplish the will of Father God again and again. Last Sunday, we heard the prayer of our shepherd, right? In his confession, he said, The way given to me has not been a way that is easy. But if you told me to go this way again, I would again surely be going that way. He does not know what will happen. However, since he believes in Father God, since he is full of the, you know, responsibility to make whatever, you know, is given to him, he takes the way, and he is going the way. So in 1998 and 1999, he could make this kind of, you know, prayer to our Father God. And since then, he has received even greater power, and he accomplished the world mission. And the power that he manifests, you know, give us grace. So again, what will happen to our shepherd? He will have the 100% of power recreation. So those without faith, those who are new to our shepherd and church, when they see our shepherd, thanks to the justice that our shepherd filled up, they will be healed and they will meet God. That's how our shepherd is accomplishing the world mission. And that's our shepherd is doing, and we believe it. We should pay attention to the voice of the shepherd who does all his best to lead us as true fruit the Father God is pleased with. So if you have any form of evil, then you have to cast it off. So let us love each other and let us be united as one and become strength to our shepherd. We are receiving the best and pure and holy love. By the power of this, our shepherd, we have to circumcise our heart and be recognized as a beautiful bride of the Lord. To adorn as a beautiful bride, third, we must prepare the oil and we have to stay awake. The bridegroom will be so pleased with a wise bride. If you are well prepared and wise bride, your bridegroom will be pleased, right? Just like wise five virgins, we have to prepare the oil well. Spiritual oil is to pray without ceasing and to receive the fullness all the time. We can lighten the lamp with oil. Our spirit and soul can be awake with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. When we receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit will give us strength. Then we will not have any fleshly thought. As we receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, we can receive strength from heaven. We can receive strength to live by the Word of God. We can stay in righteousness and goodness. But we pray every night and we receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit by the help of Mrs. Bonglim Lee in her prayer. We should know how blessed we are. Mrs. Bonglim Lee, thank you. But when we run out of oil, the light goes off. Spiritually, when we don't pray, then we will lose the fullness of the Holy Spirit. That we don't have strength to overcome the world. We may compromise with the world and we may commit sin. So brothers and sisters, we don't adorn ourselves as a bride just to receive salvation. We do it to become beautiful bride to go to New Jerusalem. So we have to prepare oil that Father God wants. And what should we do to do that? We take the full advantage of the grace that we have received so far and pray for church and the shepherd and look for souls around us and be faithful to our given duties. That's the oil that we have to prepare. And we are given such chances. In the special plan that Father God has for us, as Mamin, we have to do this. Actually, we had to do that in the past, but we didn't do our best. We didn't do our best. And now we think of our shepherd and pray for more for our shepherd, right? As united as one, to become strength to our shepherd. But in the past, we didn't do that. But to accomplish Father God's plan, our shepherd had to sacrifice himself. We were short of many things, so our shepherd had to be sacrificed. And this crisis was allowed. Some people may misunderstand each other. But when everything is revealed, then we can say, wow, he was such a man. People will realize. It's the twist of goodness. Think of Joseph. She was wrongfully accused, and she was, refined for 13 years. But he never forgot the dream that Father God gave to him. He believed it. It was given by Father God, and he believed that it would be accomplished. So thanks to Joseph, Egypt could survive from drought, and Israelites had the foundation to become a great nation. If Joseph had been swayed in his faith and forgot the goodwill of Father God, how could it have happened? But he believed in the promise of Father God and a dream that Father God gave to him. And he believed that Father God would lead him. And at the end of it was the good end. Since he believed it, Father God took care of him. And we are on the same verge. And as we, Father, look at us, he will lead us to New Jerusalem. As we are united as one and become strength to our shepherd, we will accomplish the world mission together with our shepherd. Manmin are praying now more than ever. Daniel prayer meeting, afternoon prayer, midnight prayer. We pray so hard to keep us, to keep this church, to keep souls. You are so blessed to have firm faith and overcome this crisis and bride, adorn yourself as a bride. You are so blessed. When our Lord was crucified, there were many different kinds of people. There were crowds who say, you know, crucify him on the cross. There were spectators who were just looking at the Lord who was carrying the cross. There was a thief that says, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. And there was Mary Magdalene and Virgin Mary and other ladies and Apostle John. Now, what type of person are you? You should never be a spectator. You should not be a thief who barely receives salvation. Luke 22 verses 28 to 30, our Lord said, you are those who have stood by me in my trials. And just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, I grant you that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. We have to become like Mary Magdalene, Virgin Mary, Apostle John, who follow the Lord by believing in his love. And it's time to show such faith, just as they did, who reached the glorious position in heaven. We can learn lessons from 12 spies over Canaan land. There were 2 spies and 10 spies, right? Moses sent 12 spies over to Canaan land. How good the land is and how strong the inhabitants of the land are. For 40 days, they spied and they said, it is a land with milk and honey overflow. However, 10 spies said, that is the land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we sow in it are men of great size. But Joshua and Caleb said, if the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, for they will be our prey. That's Joshua and Caleb made. The 10 spies reported what they saw and what they felt. So some may think nothing wrong with them. They just saw and they just said what they saw. However, the problem is they didn't remember the power of God. They knew that Father God was with them. Father God leads them. Father God, there is a providence of Father God. So they shouldn't make a report that forsake all those things. Father God chose Israel and led them. So Father God was asking them whether they have such a true identity as chosen people. They heard the word of Father God. They experienced the great works of Father God. And he should have their faith. They should have the identity that they are the chosen people of God. However, they didn't show that. So, they couldn't enter the land of Canaan. The early church members lived in the catacombs, avoiding the persecution of Rome. And they had to distinguish whether they are on their side or on the other side. And the circuit cipher was fish. Their confession of faith is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior. The five words. In Greek, you know, it says Jesus, Christos, Dios, Theos, and Soterios. When we collect the first alphabet of those in the five words, it means ictus. And in ictus is the Greek word, which means the fish. Those members of the early church believed that Jesus Christ is the Savior, and He was the true Son of God. Christ was their life. So, they didn't compromise. They didn't lose their identity under such persecution. Peter followed the Lord from the beginning. For 3 years, he experienced great works. But before he received the Holy Spirit, he was not truly identified as true disciple of the Lord. However, after he witnessed the resurrection of the Lord and ascension of the Lord and received the fullness of the Holy Spirit, he proclaimed that he was a servant of Jesus Christ and his disciple. Then, more than 5,000 people repented and accepted the Lord. So, I will ask you this question. Who are you? The answer to this question becomes your identity. Let me give you an example. I am the flock of the shepherd, who manifests the power of recreation, proclaims the God the Creator, and Jesus Christ our Savior. I am Jeffrey, who has been changed by the tears of the shepherd. I'm witness to my shepherd who manifests the power of recreation. You said amen, right? So you make the same confession, right? Thank you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Manmin is the name that Father God Himself gave to us. And shepherd was set up by our Father God Himself. When the time comes, the whole world will pay attention to the ministry of Manmin, and they will come to the church to learn. And they will envy us because we are Manmin. And we will receive glory in heaven. Therefore, we have to pray for this church and shepherd, and we should be united as one with love. And we have to prepare special oil by fulfilling our given duty as well. Let me make the conclusion. Foolish people do not adorn themselves as bride of this Lord. Those who are spiritually asleep do not realize even they run out of oil. That's why our shepherd told us to adorn ourselves as beautiful bride of the Lord in this end time, as this year is the beginning year of the disaster. We should never forget, we are preparing ourselves as bride of the Lord, that our Lord wants from Manmin. To become like that, we have to adorn by faith, without swaying in any test and trial. Second, we must keep our heart clean. Third, we must prepare the oil, and we have to stay awake. You and I know that we have very special duty that Father God has given to us. And the Father God is leading us to become proper brides for that. Through this crisis, we now realize and experience the whole world is so stained by sin and evil. We should never forget that our shepherd has been ridiculed and insulted. Our shepherd leads us to New Jerusalem with his love and devotion. We should know how blessed it is to stay in the space of the shepherd. We should realize We are nothing once we are out of this space of the shepherd. It will make us so foolish and miserable people. Mamin is truly happy with the shepherd. And we chose this way to be with the shepherd. May you sing praises as you prepare yourself as a bride of the Lord and accomplish the providence of Father God, providence that Father God has set for us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen.